The healthcare law will mean major changes for companies in the individual insurance market. For some, it's the opportunity to find new customers. For others, it could be the end of the line. Planet Money's Hannah Jaffe-Walt spent yesterday waiting for the big decision with an insurer who must now consider switching to a business outside the health industry.
It's 9:45 Thursday morning at Health Plan One headquarters, a company that sells private health insurance policies. So it's a room full of people who sell health insurance on the morning of what is the biggest court decision regarding health insurance ever. Will the court uphold the law? Will it strike it down?
Either way is fine with me.
Bill Stapleton is the CEO of the company.
Do you think other people in your office here are paying attention to this at all?
I don't.
The level of disinterest in this office seemed curious to me. At 10 a.m., when the ruling was supposed to come out, Bill Stapleton was telling me about innovative software systems for medical underwriting. And I asked, aren't you even going to look at the ruling? Watch the news or something? At which point, Stapleton stood up and said, let me see if that's possible.
Hey, Justin, it's Bill. Does the TV in the conference room, can that play television? Can you turn the television on there?
No, there's no cable. It's just whatever.
Anybody else have a TV?
It was not until Stapleton and I were standing in the conference room with the TV on for my benefit that I realized this is not a man who doesn't care. This is a man who is worn out. Stapleton spent years watching Congress debate the healthcare overhaul, gaming out how his company would survive under this version of the bill and that version, and then the law was passed and then the constitutionality of the law was challenged.
It's very difficult to plan because there's so much uncertainty out there, and that doesn't sound like a big deal. It's a big deal if you can't plan out 2 or 3 or 4 years. How do you make an investment today? You know, your investment today doesn't pay off today. It pays off in 3 or 4 years.
Speaking of uncertainty, so Justin gets the TV working, and then there is Wolf Blitzer on CNN announcing that the court has struck down the insurance mandate.
Struck down the individual mandate.
Of course, this information is wrong. CNN jumped the gun. But Bill doesn't know this. So he walks over to one of his salesmen, Daniel Moncheri, who turns to his computer.
Yahoo's saying it has survived.
Conflicting reports here. This is unusual. Go to say, FoxNews.com or another station just to see what they say.
I don't know who to trust right now at this point.
This Stapleton says this is exactly how the last few years have been for us.
This is ironic. Very ironic.
Eventually, the news was clear. The law was upheld, and it seemed for Stapleton like it was a final conclusion of sorts. Unless his company dramatically changes what it does, it was just written out of existence. And not by the mandate or by the controversial parts of the law, but by the parts of the law most everyone likes. For instance, insurance companies have to reduce administrative costs. Bill's business is based on broker fees from insurance companies, so he's an administrative cost. And in 2014, the law says insurance companies will no longer be allowed to deny people for pre-existing conditions, something that the salesman, Daniel Moncheri, spends a lot of his day doing on the phone.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had health insurance? 2010. So you've been without coverage for 2 years. That's about right. How's your health right now?
In 2014, Moncheri won't be asking that question anymore. And at some point, people shouldn't have to call him because the law creates online exchanges to buy insurance. After the confusion about the ruling was cleared up, Moncheri and Stapleton were quiet for a couple minutes.
So what are you guys going to do now?
We're thinking about a lot of things. We're testing a lot of things right now to see what is interesting. For instance, life insurance.
Or car insurance, he adds. Home insurance. Anything that moves us away from the individual health market.